think we've got enough information out of the study that allow us to, I suppose, identify the most effective and cost-effective treatment for this plant. It'll still take a number of years to treat any infestations.
One of the issues you were particularly interested in getting across to landowners who cut their hedges is that if there is knotweed in hedges, cutting them can very often be the worst possible thing to do because that actually causes it to spread further.
Correct. The cutting, particularly strimming of knotweed, what it does is disperses plant fragments over quite a distance. Those plant fragments are the prime reason that knotweed is spreading so vigorously around the county. Knotweed can establish from very, very small plant fragments, and a full new plant can take effect within a year.
And the important thing too from the council's point of view is not only is it an irritant, it's also potentially damaging, particularly to roads and to concrete. It'll push through the concrete, it'll push through the tar. This does have the potential and the capacity to cause substantial damage.
That's correct. There have been many, many cases across the UK in particular where this plant has caused extensive structural damage to public infrastructure and indeed to private properties. So it has the potential to cause quite a lot of damage and put a lot of cost on the public purse and indeed on private individuals.